Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. You continue to bless us and keep us, Lord. We just thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord. It's your grace and your mercy and love that we are here today, and we just thank you for it. May you bless us by the reading and understanding of your word. And Lord, pierce our hearts and change us, Lord, and help us to turn from our wicked ways unto you, Lord, that we might be saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's look at John chapter 7, and we're going to just read one verse from John chapter 7 to continue on our thought from yesterday. It's John chapter 7, verse 34. It says, "Ye shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come." Now, he was talking to the Pharisees, as they were the ones that were seeking to take him, seeking to stop the gospel of the truth, seeking to forbid him to teach the people because they wanted to control, which we understand as being the spirit of the enemy. You know, it's another place that Jesus talked about, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the works of your father ye will do." And so that's what they were seeking. They were seeking to control. They didn't want the Spirit of God and the truth of God to come and reveal truth to them and pierce their hearts so they might turn. They wanted to continue to do what they wanted to do. And so Jesus was telling them, "I'm only going to be with you a little while, and where I'm going, you cannot come." Let's go over to Luke. Luke chapter 13, and let's begin with verse 23. And someone asked Jesus a question. In verse 23 it says, "Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that will be saved? And he said unto them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut the door, and ye begin to stand without, outside, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are." Means, I don't know you. So it's saying that strive to enter in at the strait gate, at the straight gate, at the narrow gate. Narrow is the path to righteousness, and broad is the way to destruction. And so now is the time of salvation. We seek God. We seek in the narrow way. God has given us truth in this gospel, in this Bible, in order to make it to heaven. We have enough here to make it to heaven for those that desire to go. But the choice is yours. The choice is yours to believe. They that believe shall be saved. We are saved by grace through faith, and faith in Jesus Christ. And so it's the grace of God that he hasn't come yet, while the gospel is still being preached to the ends of the earth. And then shall the end come. So now is the time to believe. And it says in verse 25 of Luke 13, when once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut the door, he is sitting right now. Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father. When he rises up and comes down to this earth to take the church out, people that are left on the earth are going to experience such a hell that has never been seen. There are 21 judgments in the book of Revelation, and we're going to come to that at some point. There are the scroll judgment, seven scroll, seven vials, and seven bowls. And there are crucial judgments that are going to fall on the earth, because the earth and the people that are still going to be left here after the rapture just refuse to believe God. They just don't want to believe. They're just going about their way, doing whatever they want, eating and drinking, and giving themselves over to fornication and lasciviousness and lying and all of this deceivableness. They're under the deception of the Antichrist because that spirit is already working. It's been here. That spirit has been culminating all the way up until this point. It started with Adam and Eve. Of course, they let sin in. But sin doesn't have to reign. Jesus Christ came to deliver us from sin. And in him, there is no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus. We believe in God. Those that believe in God are saved in God as we follow the righteous way of God, as we follow the word of God, as we commune and have fellowship with him, as we have communication with him, as we pray and have fellowship. Like I said before many times, we are not perfect. As long as we are in this sinful body that has been corrupted by sin, we are not perfect, but we are striving and we believe in God, and that's how it's going to be taken care of. We believe in Christ. And so I urge you to believe in Christ. And I want to take you over to the book of Revelation. In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 20, it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." I will sup with him. I will dine with him. I will be with him. And so, like I said, the choice is yours. Jesus stands at the door and knocks, but he's not going to break the door down. This is the day that he is knocking. And any man will open the door. That means taking our willingness, our will to open up our heart and receive him in. And say, "Lord, I desire to be saved and I desire to know more about you. I believe that this world is going to hell. And I believe that you died for my sins. Help me, Lord, to understand. And I desire to be saved. And I believe you. I believe that you are the way to salvation." That person will be saved. That person has opened the door for Christ to come in and dine with him. You know, when you dine with a person, you sit down, you eat from the same pot, you're drinking out of the same vessel that has been poured, you are communicating with that person, you're getting to know that person even more, and that's what Jesus is saying there. "I will come in and I will dine with you, and you with me." And so that's what God as desire to do. When he sent his son here to die for our sins, it is for fellowship and communication and a relationship. I'm going to I'm going to stop right there, and we are going to continue on tomorrow on The Word in Me. Join me tomorrow. God bless you.